The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank God. Today is the 24th day of January 2024. The Lord has been grateful to you. The Lord has been gracious to you. The Lord has been merciful unto us. We have lived to see this day. We cannot pay for 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 this day. If this day is quantified and you are supposed to make payment for this day, you cannot pay and I cannot pay. Therefore, lift up your voice and say, Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. Thank you for seeing me. Thank you for seeing me through the day. Thank you for bringing me to even see today. Thank you for sending me in and bringing me back. Lord, I am grateful. Father, I am grateful. Lord, I am grateful. Father, it is not by my strength that I was able to go through the whole day, but it is just by your grace. It is your grace that has kept me this far, and therefore I want to acknowledge your grace. I want to acknowledge you, Lord. I want to acknowledge you, Lord. I want to say that, Lord, it is not by my strength. 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 It has just been by your grace. Everywhere I have gone and I have come back successfully, it has been you, Lord. 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 We want to continue to bless the name of the Lord. We want to thank God for our whole life, from the hair of your head to the sole of your feet. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord, that you can see, you can hear, you can understand, you can think, you have a head, your heart is beating, your heart is working, you can walk. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank God for every part of your life. Every part of your life. Even if you are sick, you are not dead.
Oh, yeah.
So you can bless the name of the Lord. Even if you are on drugs, you are not dead.
Oh, yeah.
So you can bless the name of the Lord. It is only the living that bless the name of the Lord. Dead men do not talk. Dead men do not talk. And therefore, this evening, if you are alive like I am alive, if there's blood flowing through you, if your veins are working, then bless the name of the Lord. Father, we bless you, Lord.
Yes, O Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We give you praise, O God. We celebrate you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We appreciate your name. We celebrate you, Lord. Receive your praise, O God. You alone deserve it, O God. Makato Rebaba Rabba.
Thank you for my heart. Thank you for my spine. I have a voice.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Bible says, building yourself up, speaking in tongues, building your most holy faith up. For the next 5 minutes, we just want to build our spirits up.
Build yourself up. Rakata la basa ya, 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 Rakata Kabandarababa, Rakatarabasandaya, Yababaya Brandarababa, Rakatarabasandaya, Yababaya Balakatarababa, Uriya Kabandiriba Kabandarababa, Rakatarabasandarababa, Yababaya Balakatarababa, Uriya Kabandiriba Kabandarababa, Yababaya Balakatarababa, Rabbana kuntur musidiri baka bradiya ele brakata labashadiri ba rakata lababa rakata lababa
ya baba ya bradiya
ya baba ya bradiya
build yourself up
rakata lababa
build yourself up
build yourself
up build yourself up build
yourself up ya baba ya bradiya rakata lababa rakata lababa ya baba ya bradiya Libre katalaba shane, libro kuturu bosia darababa, rakabala braneri makabraneri bababa, rakabala brakatalaba shane, libro kuturu bosia deri mama, rakabale breketere bashataya, ya baba ya braneri mama, rakabale bro kuturu bosia deri mama, rakabale braneri mama, libre katalaba shane, ya katalaba sandeeri baba, rak.
Amen. Tonight you are all welcome. Welcome everyone to the house of the Lord. Those on Telegram, those on Podbean, you are all welcome. I believe the Lord will meet you wherever you are. It is time for prayer.
I
want to look at Genesis chapter 1 verse 11 and 12. We are using that to pray for about 15 minutes before we do our main submission. From the New King James Version, Genesis chapter 1, verse 11 and 12, it said, "Then God said, let the earth bring forth, let the earth bring forth, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, the fruit tree that yields fruit, according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth." And it was so. So verse 11 was a command. Let the earth bring forth. And it ends by saying, "And it was so."
So now let's move to verse 12.
Verse 12 continues and says that, "And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good." So verse 11 says, let the earth bring forth.
And it ends that
by saying that, and it was so.
In verse 12
says, and the earth brought forth. And God saw it was good. So pick this forward. Let the earth bring forth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth. And God saw that it was good. Okay. So within this few, just 2 minutes, we're using this to pray. Who are you? Who are you? You are a product of the earth. You are a product of the earth. So the earth was commanded to bring forth. And it brought forth. And it was so. And God saw that it was good. And before man was created, man was already embedded within the earth. So man had already been taught to what? To bring forth. So look at your life. Why is your life not bringing forth? Why is it not bringing forth? Why is your life barren? Why are you accepting that barrenness? You are accepting that barrenness because you don't know that before you even came forth, you had been told to what? Bring forth.
Now, why did you say, "Unimpo se emra ube bampo no na yakato se wo dada anafe bibi bra dada"?
It was so.
Na ebanisa.
The earth did not refuse.
Apa asasi na umpo ni esade oye.
So if today. You and me, if we are products of the earth,
if you are,
and we are refusing to what? To bring forth. We are refusing to bring forth. I'm just using the word bring forth because under the bring forth, we saw grass, we saw seeds, we saw fruit, then we are violating the first law. Or the first words that and so tonight, within the next 10 minutes, we are going to break every violation that we have inherited. Why am I not bringing forth?
Today,
as far as I am the product of the earth,
My life,
you cannot refuse to bring forth.
But
the first command was that you must bring forth. You cannot refuse to bring forth. We are still speaking wealth, we are still speaking prosperity, but we want to deal with our lives first.
So we are
dealing with ourselves. So we only pick two prayers. My life, bring forth. And then when you go, it must, my life, yield fruit. Number one, bring forth. You see, it was supposed to bring forth grass. It was supposed to yield seed. It was supposed to yield fruit. So my life, bring forth.
And my
life, yield now. I hope you understand the prayer. Shall we rise up? From this very moment, I speak to my life. That my life bring forth. Somebody lift up your voice and begin to pray. Let my life bring forth.
Bring forth, bring forth, bring forth, bring forth, bring forth, bring forth. Yes, O Lord, my life, bring forth, 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 bring forth. Yakata, mangutorobobo. Let my life bring forth. Let my life bring forth. Bring forth, bring forth, bring forth, bring forth. Let my life 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 bring forth. Yes, O Lord, makabo ria baba la brakata rababa.
Let my life bring forth.
Iyadirima kabra dirima sadaya. Let my life bring forth. 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 Let my life bring forth.
Let me help you understand this prayer better. So in Jeremiah 22 verse 29, you will see this scripture. Oh, et. Oh,
et.
Jeremiah 22:29. Oh, et. Hear the word of the Lord. That saith the Lord. Write this man down as childless, a man who shall not prosper in his days, for none of his descendants shall prosper, sitting on the throne of David and ruling anymore in the same. Why could a curse come on the man? Because the man is a product of the earth. So when the earth was spoken upon, it means that whatever the man does, you are a product. The product has been spoiled, so it cannot work. But this evening, we are going to activate our production cycle. You are supposed to produce, I'm supposed to produce. And therefore, any word that has been spoken on the earth against you tonight, we are nullifying it. That any word that has been spoken against me, that my life cannot produce. Tonight, I cancel it because I am supposed to produce. That is why I am supposed to bring forth. Therefore, tonight, I command my life to bring forth. I command my life to bring forth. In the name of Jesus. Any word that has been spoken on the earth,
upon the earth,
against my life,
against my life,
that my life will not be fruitful, that my life will be barren. Tonight, I cancel every negative word. I cancel every negative word. I cancel every negative word. And I command my life. I command my life to bring forth, to bring forth, to bring forth, to bring forth, to bring forth. Somebody begin to pray. Let my life bring forth.
I am the one who is 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 Amen.
So the first command for the earth was bring forth. The next command was yield. Bringing forth and yielding are two different things. Bring forth is a production item. By yield is an increase. So someone will ask, why am I not using the command that was given to man? It's the same thing. So man was, be fruitful, bring forth.
And then
multiply.
So
tonight, we are going to command our lives to yield.
Because
wealth is coming.
Now,
Wealth is coming. If you are not someone who yields, it will blow off. It will blow off. But you must be someone who yields so that you can multiply it.
Therefore,
tonight we are going to pray the second command of upon our lives.
That
my life, from now,
If it's a break,
begin to yield.
Piaseso.
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 Somebody begin to pray now.
We
let my life begin yielding now.
Yes,
Lord. Yes, yield now. My life yield now. Yield now.
Yield now.
Yes, yield now.
Let my life begin to yield now.
Let
my life begin to yield.
Let my life begin to yield.
Let my life begin to yield.
Let my life begin to yield.
Let my life begin to yield.
Let my life begin to yield.
Let my life begin to yield. Let my life begin to yield. Let my life begin to yield. Let my life begin to yield.
Let my life begin to yield.
Let my life begin to yield.
Let my life begin to yield.
Let my life begin to yield. Let my life begin to yield. Let my life begin to yield.
Let
my life begin to yield.
Amen. Let's pray this way.
Anywhere
that my life stop yielding.
From
tonight.
If you're in
begin and continue now.
If you're to
maybe you started yielding sometime.
But
you got to a time and you felt that it's okay.
Now, I
have never seen a mango tree that has stopped yielding.
Sometimes
after it stopping yielding, it will start yielding again.
So
tonight, anywhere that your life stop yielding,
into we are commanding it to begin yielding now.
Wherever you stopped,
maybe
and whatever stopped you,
we
are telling that thing that you have stopped for some time. But from now, it is my yielding time. It is somebody's yielding time. It is your yielding time. Because we are entering into another realm. If you cannot yield, you will fall out. Therefore, say, Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
wherever my life, stopped yielding, tonight, I activate your first command. That my life, begin to yield now. 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 Begin to yield. Begin to yield.
Yeah.
Stop yielding. By the power of the word of God. By the power of the word of God. By the power of the word of God. And by the first command of the law. As the earth was spoken to bring forth. And it was so. Tonight I speak to your life now.
Amen.
Let your life bring forth now.
Amen.
Let your life bring forth now.
Amen.
Let your life bring forth now.
Amen.
And let your life yield now.
Amen.
Any word that was activated that stopped your life from bringing forth, that stopped your life from yielding, tonight by the power of the word of God, we break that activation.
Jesus,
we break that activation.
Jesus,
we break that activation.
Jesus,
and I call your life forth.
Amen.
That from now, let your life begin to yield.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Have your seat. Prosperity must begin from your life. Because if prosperity does not begin from your life, anything that comes to you will die. So you will say, I had plenty. But by the time you finish, you will say, I don't know where it went. But tonight, by the activation of the first command, your life is bringing forth.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Shall we open to Luke chapter 6, verse 38? In Luke chapter 6, verse 38, Jesus spoke something there. Luke chapter
6,
verse
38.
He said, give and it shall be given unto you. good measure pressed down, shaking together and running over. Oh, I want the King James version. I want the King James. Because I need a particular word. Uh-huh. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure pressed down and shaken together and running over. Shahu. 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 So Jesus, when he came and he was speaking, he made us to understand that prosperity without men is not possible. Prosperity without men is not possible. But God will move through men. So Jesus said, men shall give. Men shall give unto your bosom. So let's test this scripture. Exodus chapter 3, verse
9
and
10.
Exodus chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Who is speaking here? God. Verse 10. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto what? Pharaoh. So in verse 9, what is God saying? I have heard. Their cries have come to me. But because on earth I work through men, Moses, come.
Moses, bra.
And let me send you to Pharaoh.
Now,
not that I have not heard.
Though.
I have heard.
Mati.
But I need a man to do the work.
Me here,
because the Bible says the heavens belong to the Lord.
Say,
but the earth has he given unto the children of men.
No, the
so he in activating this will work through men. So in verse 9, Israel indeed cried.
The verses,
you will see, God was saying they have cried.
It
has come to the ear of the Lord. And he has seen their suffering. But God said, I'm also looking for a man. I am looking for a man. And so until Moses was ready, God has heard. But
the
difference cannot what? Begin. What is it that is wrong with men? So men must give. But men resist to give. Men must give. But men resist to give. If you decide to follow this scripture through, you will see how Moses was tossing God left and right.
That means
the prayer has been heard. But men has to answer. And it was not coming. So, we go to 1 Kings chapter 17. Verse 7 to 16. A popular scripture we are coming to use. Please, the King James, please. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Verse 8. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belong to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman to do what? To sustain thee. Please hold on in verse 9. Are you seeing the provision of the Lord? I have commanded a widow woman to sustain thee. Going back to the Luke chapter 6. That men will what? Give. So I've commanded a woman to what? To sustain thee. Let's see what happened to the woman. That is, the next prayers we'll be praying now. 1 Kings 17. Uh-huh. So he arose and went to Zarephath. Yes, he went. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there, gathering of sticks. So the woman was not absent. The woman was what? Present. Gathering sticks. And he called her to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. Verse 11. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. 12. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I take not a cake. I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. The person who is supposed to sustain you, the person who is supposed to enrich you says, me, I am what? I have small. I'm supposed to eat and do what? Die.
Yes, so crow now here also no or send me the neck to have been said me could dinner me could.
And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. 15. Oh, 14. Okay. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord send rain unto the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is the problem with man? When God sent a raven to feed, the raven came to do its job. When God sent a woman to feed, the woman was there, but the woman said, I won't do it.
Why? Because you are a free being.
You are a free being. Tonight, God can speak to you that give this to somebody. You tell God that I have heard, but I won't do it.
What can God do?
So it is not that you are not getting the wealth, but the person who is supposed to release it to you is not ready to release.
But Jesus
has said that it is men who must give. So if the men who are supposed to give are not giving, what will you do? We have to prevail upon the men to give. So Elijah had to say, that saith the Lord. You have to what? Give. If he had not said that, he would have seen the woman, he would have seen the location, he would have seen everything.
Because
the woman was not ready to release. The issue is that man has it, but man is not ready to release.
Now, tonight
we are going to do a prayer. And with that prayer, we will compel men to give. Because Elijah had to compel to give. Let me give you a note. This year,
Afi,
it is faith.
Ejidi.
It is. Then what Elijah did, your friend Patapa. Are you clear? So if God says you, and I come and you say you are not, I have to prove to you that it is you. And I have to make sure I receive it because it was you. It is no one else. Tonight we are going to pray. That let the winds of the Lord, the four winds of the earth, go around and locate everyone who is supposed to push me into my prosperity. The world, we are more than 7 billion.
See, we are say,
but in all your life, Elijah was sent to only one woman.
And so, the woman was a widow.
But that was the woman for that time.
So
as you sit here, you have somebody for a time. You may choose not to get it, but you have somebody for a time. And if you don't move to that person will not move to you. Even when Elijah met the woman said, hey, me ready.
And poor Elia called my miniature, my make I say, Ebinho
may dream me home. I am thinking about myself and my son.
Don't
bring your life to me.
But
tonight somebody must think of you.
Tonight
somebody must think of
you. Tonight
will prevail on people to
think of us. Because
the first thing that Christ said is that it is men who will give.
That is why when
in the plan of God, the person was Moses. You realize that Moses gave every excuse, but God said no.
Now, Moses. And Moses
until Moses decided to go to Pharaoh, Israel would never be released.
There is somebody
who must release you. And tonight, wherever that person is located,
we
speak the word of the Lord.
That
as men must give, as men must give, wherever that man is hiding, wherever he is located. Number one, we are praying only two prayers. The first prayer is that everywhere and everything that has locked the man, tonight we open that thing. Everything that has locked that person, tonight we open it. Wherever the person is. So our first prayer, say Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
according to your word,
according to your word,
according to your word,
men must give,
men must give,
men must give,
men must give,
men must give.
Any man that must give to me,
any man that must give,
any man that is to give to me,
any man that is,
wherever that man is,
anything
that is holding that person,
anything
that is holding that person, as I clap my hands, I break that chain. I break the chain. I pray that thing.
I break.
Give unto us.
But what if the man is outside our jurisdiction? What happens?
That's only pano only biya ye won so then easy.
Thank God. By now we all know what GPS is.
Inanya me say ni mo afidie bia e de yen ko kire kire ba bia ko.
We are going to set our GPS location in the spirit.
Enti honhom no ye wo afidie na ye de hwehwe hwe ba bia ko no ye de beti si ho.
Like right now, when you are going somewhere and you don't know the place and you set it, you get there. Is that not so?
I saw come baby now nim ho now all the see ho at the work kwa baby ako bi adobo.
We are going to set our lives as GPS location. When you read the scripture, you realize that Elijah just found the woman where God said he will find the woman. Set our lives as a magnetic field. That wherever. I just wrote, I set my life as a magnetic field to attract and arrest the attention. The attention of men, that must help me. A woman's, I heard this testimony. A woman said she was a banker. She said, clients have been coming. But a client just came and she looked at that young billionaire and she told the woman, I carry what you don't have.
Now,
and I carry what you want. And the woman went and came back and said, what do you carry that I want? And she said, when you bring me closer to you, what you want, that is what you will get. And the woman picked the lady closer. And at the time she was giving the testimony, she said she will be there and they will call her that we have built a house for you, come and take. This one is too much. Then they said, we just bought a new car for you here. Before we pray this prayer, let me sound this caution. Your blessing will come through men. Your blessing will come through men. Therefore, if you despise men, you are despising your blessing. Therefore, if you see everybody and you want to squeeze your face to them like yesterday somebody did something to you, you may be missing your blessing. Ask yourself this question. Jesus told Peter, go to the sea.
Yes, you catch a petrol cell called Punumu.
You will catch a fish.
Open
his mouth.
Being unknown.
And then there's money in.
Sika wana num
yi. What was the GPS location of that fish?
Na himpana na sab apatano owo.
But for that first fish, he caught it.
Na so sapatano di kano.
Tonight, may the Lord set your life as a GPS location. That when you move, your life will attract.
Amen.
When you move, your life will attract.
Amen.
And we are going to pray that Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
From tonight. Set my life.
Set my life.
Set my life.
Set my life.
As a magnetic field.
To arrest, to attract
the right people,
the right helpers,
the right helpers. Set my life
as a magnetic field
to attract and to arrest the right person, the right people,
the
right person
that
you have assigned for my life. Somebody begin to pray. For the rest of this life, may your life be set. Set my life.
Amen.
We are closing. Let's do this last thing. Just put your hand on your head. In Mark chapter 1, verse 37. There is a scripture there. That is the same as what we have read, a GPS locator. Mark chapter 1, verse 37. Bible says, and when they had found him, they said unto him, all men seek you. all men seek you. The New King James says, and when they have found him, they said to him, everyone is looking for you. Tonight I pray for you that may the Lord place upon you that anointing that will let everyone look for you.
Amen.
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 Because somebody is saying, among these numerous people, who will find me?
Oh, Jesus.
But everyone will come looking for you.
Amen.
Everyone will come looking for
Amen.
You. Everyone will come looking
Amen.
For you. Tonight, may the anointing come upon
Jesus.
Your life. That everyone will come looking for
Amen.
You. Everyone will come looking
Man
for you. Because it is your time to prosper. Let everyone come looking for you. Let everyone holding your prosperity come looking for you. May they go the length and breadth of
Jesus.
The earth. And may they be told you are the only one who can help them.
Yes, the Lord Jesus.
And therefore, as it happened to Jesus, God may it happen to you and
Jesus.
Me. That, and when they have found him, they said to him, everyone is looking for you.
Amen.
May all men look for you.
Amen.
May all men look for you.
Amen.
May all men look for
Amen.
You. May all men look for
Amen.
You.
Amen.
May all men look for
Amen.
You. Everywhere you go, may men look for you.
Amen.
May men that carry your blessing look
Amen.
For you.
Amen.
May men that carry your blessing look for you.
Amen.
May the right men that carry everything Amen. For you
Amen.
Look for you.
Amen.
Wherever you are, even when you are hiding, even when you think nobody knows you, may those men look for you.
Amen.
Bless the name of the Lord. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for tonight. Father, because of us, let men who must help be released. Because of us, may chains be broken for some people, just that they can locate us. And as it happened to Jesus, that all men went seeking for him. Father, from tonight, may men rush looking for us. May men, from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, wherever they are hidden, bring them out to look for us. 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 Tonight we bring men out. Tonight we call men out. Tonight we call men out. Wherever they are, from tonight, may they look for us. May they look for us. Because we have entered into our time. We have entered into our city, this season of prosperity. And we cannot miss them. Therefore, wherever they are, whatever has covered them, tonight we open. We remove that covering. That when they look for us, they will see us clearly. 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 We thank you, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. And let everybody say amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.